Let's talk to Rashad Jennings. He's a Raiders running back, of course. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rashad Jennings. Rashad, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Appreciate y'all having me on the show. Well,
pleasure to have
you. It's really good. All right, let's start here. We know about this hyperbaric chamber. Did you just get out of that thing?
Did you sleep in that last night, Rashad?
Yeah. What does that do?
I did. I took a nap in it yesterday. I didn't sleep in it overnight. But during camp, every night, I sleep in it religiously.
What does that do for your body? Because Bill Romanowski, our friend here, he speaks about it with great passion. What does it do for you?
I got mine set up that it pressurizes me 15 feet below sea level, and it pumps in 100% pure oxygen. Hmm. And for me, it heals any owie I have on a cellular level. And the rapid recovery that you get is beneficial, especially for the line of work. I'm in the position I play.
So Sunday night after a game, do you climb right into that thing? And how many days will you stay in that?
Yeah, Sunday night right after a game, I jump in the chamber. I wake up on Monday. I ride my bike to work and make sure my legs stay up underneath me. I got a consistent schedule during
Beautiful.
The season.
It's pretty loud, though. Do you have trouble sleeping when you're in it?
No, it's not loud at all inside. I got a silencer on it.
Oh, you do?
Is it comfortable?
It is. It's cozy for me, and I tell people, like, I'm claustrophobic, so I don't know how in the world I ended up working my way into it. But it's the benefits are bar none, so it's definitely worth it.
Okay, how much does it cost?
It cost me. I got it my rookie year, and instead of buying a car, I kept the same car I kept the same car I had since high school.
Wow.
And I made an investment in my body.
I love
and,
it.
So that was the first purchase that I had.
That's awesome.
I admire what you're doing. Yeah. Romo did this for years. I mean, he's spending money out of his own pocket, and it is going to benefit the team. I'd like to see the team go out and buy one for everybody.
You were a seventh-round pick, right? So it's not like you were this first-rounder or got millions of dollars. I mean, you went out and spent quite a bunch of money. Do you still have the same car then? Do you have a new car now?
Yeah, in my third year in the league, I ended up picking up a different car. But I like investments that I really can control.
Smart.
I think it's the best investment.
We don't want to spend the whole interview on this, but it is intriguing,
and you're willing to talk about it.
So obviously, you can't put like a California king in there, can you? A big, huge bed. What do you have? Like
a little
cot or something? How can you roll over? What can you do in there?
Yeah. You know, you're not flipping and turning too much, but it is comfortable. It's a nice soft mat, mattress inside, and then I take my iPad, my playbook, or anything like that, and I read some of that. So it's just something that I hop in and just breathe.
Okay, we got to talk football.
I am impressed, Rashad, that you have this level of commitment to your craft.
Last one, I swear. And then let's talk some football. But so you have a girlfriend or a wife or anything?
I do have a girlfriend.
So is it a double or a single?
It's a single.
So your situation's like Leave It to Beaver. Like you're sleeping in there, and
I'll see you Monday morning.
Okay, sorry, that might have been too personal.
Well, that's right.
I'm just wondering. That's what everybody's
level of
wondering,
commitment.
Right? Okay.
Level of, he wants to sleep, John.
Okay,
it's beautiful.
That's great. I think it's great. All right, let's talk about your running game. Darren, it went off last week. Terrell's obviously running. You guys are leading the league at 198.5 rush yards per game. Talk about how effective you guys have been on the ground.
We've got a chance to be consistent up front, being able to mesh with the same guys, the same unit. And, a lot of preparation that goes in it with the offensive coordinator and how we prepare out here on the field every single day in and out. And it does help having an agile quarterback who has ability to make plays when everything breaks down. And, we're growing. We've only played two games thus far. We're happy where we're at, but we have a lot to work on. We're still not exactly where we need to be, but as far as the stats, as far as anything of that nature, the only stat we're worried about is the W. And whatever we have to do to win a game, if that's run or pass the ball or whatever it is. So offensively, we're still messing as a unit.
I got to say, I just love watching Tony Sparano and the offensive line work, the pulling and the double teaming. It's been fascinating to watch. The one question that I have for you, because the talk in the offseason was they're going from zone blocking scheme to power. Now it's going to be power, G-power, pulling guards. And we saw that when you had Matt Flynn at quarterback and he could play under center. Now that Terrell's in the gun, the pistol, there's backs to each side, Darren's behind him, you're behind him. Can you run the full volume of power football? out of the pistol formation?
You know, that's the beauty in it, is that you can. It's not one play that you cannot run out of the pistol that you can run underneath. It doesn't take away our power run game. It doesn't take away any of our zone schemes. It doesn't take away from our pulling blockers. It doesn't take away from the pass game. It just makes it difficult for our defense to prepare for.
How is it running out of it? We've talked to Darren about it before, and there is an adjustment. Frank Gore across the bay, he's still adjusting to it, and the Niners have been doing it for a while. Is there an adjustment period to you, and how do you like it?
The adjustment, I think, you know, just film work, spending the extra time in the film and understanding the defense. One, you really just understand what you're trying to accomplish on offense, and then you fit the puzzles of defense and having great awareness. But, you know, at the end of the day, truly at the end of the day, across the league, it's not too many ways that you can run inside zone. It's not too many ways that you can run power. It is about being physical at the point of attack and moving the chains. But, you know, as adjusting to the pistol, whether we're underneath or in the gun, that's a part of football. It's a part of playing running back. And, you know, as Darren would say, too, we take that with pride and making sure that we're on top of our game.
The Jacksonville Jaguars were in last week, and your former teammate, Maurice Jones-Drew, was a Bay Area high school legend. You get a chance to talk to him at all? He looks like, to me, Rashad, he's just breaking down physically right now.
Yeah, I did get a chance to talk to Maurice. Maurice is he's a tremendous running back. I got a chance to learn a lot from him my time in Jacksonville. And I got a chance to catch up with him before and after the game. And, you know, I know Maurice. He works hard. He's going to continue to work hard. He's going to bounce right back. He's going to continue to be the heart of the team.
Great stuff, Rashad. Thanks for a few minutes of your time. Sorry that we obsessed over your hyperbaric chamber, and we'll see you soon.
It's a wealth of knowledge, though. Very interesting.
Good. Yeah, no, hey, anytime, man. Yeah. I'll give you some more tidbits about it another time.
Anytime.
You are fabulous. I'm very impressed. In all honesty, I really am. Very impressive.
Good stuff.
I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, man.
Sir.
We appreciate it. Take care. All right, there you go. There is Rashad Jennings, at Rashad Jennings.